Fanny, F as in Frank, A-N-N-I-E, Nash, N-A-S-H, born 4/10/53. This is a 71-year-old woman, single, lives alone, has 6 children, has a caretaker and other people in the neighborhood who take care of her. Period. New paragraph, patient is rather obese. She has a history of COPD, CHF, asthma, sleep apnea, DJD, and pulmonary hypertension, along with atrial fibrillation, period. New paragraph, she's had a history of coronary artery bypass graft in 07. Then she had 2 other stents placed subsequently in 10 and 12, in 2010 and 2012, period. Other surgeries include gallbladder surgery and hysterectomy. Family history, she has extensive history of coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction. Period. New paragraph, patient has had multiple hospitalization because of exacerbation of COPD, CHF because of low ejection fraction. Patient has an oxygen at home with NEB treatment that she tries not to use the oxygen because I don't want to get dependent on it, in parenthesis, in the quotation, period. New paragraph, she has severe history of neuropathy with currently treated with Lyrica, also has chronic pain, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, as I mentioned, coronary artery disease, inoperable, treated with medical treatment, gouty arthritis, anxiety, and angina, period. Medications include Lyrica 150 BID, Tramadol 50 as needed for pain, Losartan 50, 12.5 once a day, Eliquis 5 milligram a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Metoprolol 50, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram a day, Allopurinol 300 milligram a day, Vistriol 50 milligram PRN for anxiety, nitroglycerin PRN, Singulair 10 milligram once a day. By the way, she uses her nitroglycerin at least 2-3 times a day, period. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. COVID immunization and flu immunization is up to date. Review of system, shortness of breath all the time. Anxiety because of her heart disease, a history of sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, angina, unstable, decreased exercise tolerance, obesity. Patient has multiple stents in her heart and history of coronary artery bypass graft. She's told that there's not much else that can be done for her. Patient is looking for palliative and end-of-life care at this time. Allergy, penicillin. On exam, we find Fanny to be in mild to moderate respiratory distress while sitting there. Patient's blood pressure is 160 over 100. Pulse is 105, irregular. O2 sat's 89% without oxygen. Once again, she's not using her oxygen. Respiration is 18. Heart pulse, small pulse is 2 with ectopic lungs, ronchi, and RALS with evidence of RALS. Abdomen is obese, cannot rule out ascites or passive congestion of the liver on the right side. Neurological non-focal skin shows decreased turgor, mucosa is without any lesion. Neck shows positive JVD. Lower extremity shows a 2+ edema, left greater than right. Assessment here, we have a 71-year-old woman with is she 71? Yeah. 71-year-old woman with history of end-stage congestive heart failure, New York Heart Association stage class 4, CHF, coronary artery disease, inoperable, end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease, hypertension out of control, severe history of neuropathy and chronic pain despite being on Lyrica and Tramadol. Patient was on Norco at one time, would like to get back on Norco, along with atrial fibrillation, which contributing to her shortness of breath. And pulmonary edema, patient appears to be an acute and chronic congestive heart failure with RALS in her chest present now, period. New paragraphs, uses nitroglycerin on a regular basis because of her unstable angina. She also has allergic rhinitis, which she uses Singulair for, period. New paragraph, I encourage her to use her oxygen at all times and nebulizer just like she's doing at least 4-6 times a day, period. New paragraph, patient has an S3 Gallop along with atrial fibrillation, which is contributing to her CHF, period. New paragraph, patient also has shortness of breath, pedal edema, decreased exercise tolerance, period. She's been told there's not much else that can be done for her heart because it's so weak. And she already has had a coronary artery bypass graft and 2 stents in place, period. New paragraph, Patient is on a beta blocker to control her atrial fibrillation rate, which is working at the time at times, but I believe because of her anxiety and other issues, the heart rate is elevated at this time. I explained to the patient that she would have to use, she should use the oxygen at all times, including at nighttime with her history of sleep apnea, period. The paragraph, she also has a history of DJD and spinal stenosis that causes her pain, along with neuropathy, which she's been prescribed Lyrica for at this time, period. In the paragraph, patient's overall prognosis is poor, and we'll try to get hospital records regarding patient's previous echocardiogram and her ejection fraction. Thank you.